Kill the Pharaoh. A thriller serial in 8 episodes by Victor Pemberton. Inspector Mahmood and Mr. Wilder are concerned for the safety of Elizabeth Warwick, who is visiting her father's former excavations in Upper Egypt. They are worried that few of her friends are what or whom they seem. Now a mysterious stranger has appeared, demanding that Elizabeth be brought to him at all costs and at once. Kill the Pharaoh. Episode 4, The Hunter.
The Harjak tomb. No, Miss Warwick. It's better for you to forget this place.
Forget?
The tomb is worthless. You must know that. Ever since your father first excavated...
My father spent the best years of his life digging out that tomb. Valuable years. And now you tell me the Department of Antiquities are just going to leave the place to rot in the sun as a rest home for cobras and scorpions?
Miss Warwick, your father was a greatly respected man. But you cannot expect my department to spend what little money we have on preserving something which is of no archaeological importance.
Dr. Fawcett, how can you say such a thing? Surely the fact that such a tomb exists...
My dear young lady, look for yourself. And these photographs were taken after your father's excavation, you see? Mm-hmm. Not one single hieroglyph, cartouche, or anything else. Not even a sarcophagus or remains of a mummy. How are we supposed to know what such a place is if there are no recognizable means of identification?
Perhaps this particular pharaoh didn't want to be identified.
Miss Warwick, the tomb is an empty shell. It is not even in the valley itself.
For which there must be a reason.
Well, whatever it is, we shall never know.
We would have, if my father had been allowed to continue his work.
Miss Warwick, although I did not agree with your father's theories, I would like you to know that I personally did not approve of his having to leave, even though Sir Richard was a sick man when he left Egypt.
Oh, I must go. Dr. Fawcett, I hope I haven't been too rude. I'd like to call on you again, if I may.
You will be welcome any time, Miss Warwick, any time at all.
Oh, yes, there was just one thing.
Yes?
There's a piece of broken fresco they dug up from the road, somewhere near the tomb. Do you know it at all?
The Hunter, yes. You will find it in the grounds of the Temple of Luxor, and near the statue of Rameses. But I should not give to it too much importance.
But worth taking a look.
Of course. But, Miss Warwick, if you will take from me a few friendly words of advice, keep away from the Harshak tomb. The people around are very superstitious about it. They believe it is haunted.
You needn't worry, Doctor. I don't scare too easily. Not even if there is a mummy's curse.
Nonetheless, I am concerned about this sudden interest in the tomb. If it goes on, I will have to have it sealed up.
Sudden interest?
Well, you're not the first person to ask me about it recently. Only yesterday there was a man here, also English.
Really? Oh, do you know who he was? Well, what did he look like?
Small, with spectacles. Rather facetious, I thought. What was his name?
Small, with spectacles? You don't mean...
Ah, yes. Yes, I remember. His name was Pringle. Mr. Bertram Pringle.
Now then, Mr. Pringle, what exactly is on your mind?
Well, Mr. Wilder, I didn't want to have to come and bother you, but, well, it's like this, see?
Yes?
I'm a bit suspicious about this English couple that's staying at the same hotel as me. A Mr. and Mrs. Villas.
Suspicious in what way?
Well, for one thing, I don't even think that Villas is the real name.
Really?
Barclay. That's the name they gave me at the reception desk.
Barclay.
And so I asked myself why. I mean, why register under a different name? That is, unless you've got something to hide.
And you think they have?
Well, I wouldn't have until I met them in that cafe last night.
Hmm?
You know, the one in Marquardt Square.
Marquardt Square?
Yeah. I mean, well, it's all right for me. I lap up the local atmosphere. But it's not the sort of dump you'd expect to find a respectable English couple, is it? Especially all on their tod.
Huh? On their own?
Yeah. But they were looking for someone, a young bloke. Mrs. Villa's got very worked up about it, because this bloke wasn't there. Which made me put two and two together. Do you know what I think, Mr. Wilder?
No, what?
I reckon they've come down here to try and contact their son. And I'll bet you a quid to a farthing that the son is a deserter from the army.
Deserter?
And believe me, Mr. Wilder, sir, there's nothing I can't stand worse than a white feather. I fought for my country in the Second World War, and I'm proud of it.
But, Mr. Pringle, how can you be sure that this person the Villas are looking for is an army deserter?
Well, I can't absolutely be sure, can I, Mr. Wilder? Well, let's face it, if he is, he'd have to stay out here, wouldn't he? I mean, if he put his nose back in Blighty, he'd soon have it cut off, wouldn't he?
And you think the Villas have already made contact with this man, do you?
Well, I should think they're bound to have. But look, Mr. Wilder, sir. Now, I don't want you to think I came here to try and stir up trouble for the Villas. I mean, that's the last thing I'd want to do. You do know that, don't you?
The Hunter. That is the name of the fresco. Did you know that, dear lady?
Yes, Inspector, I did know that.
Oh, yes, but of course. Your father had mentioned it in his book.
Yes, yes.
It's a very interesting picture, no?
Very.
These here, they are the animals who have been killed.
Correct. Three hippopotami.
And the two men?
Well, the hunter in the foreground is either a nobleman or king. The one behind, pointing the arrow, I should think he's probably a slave bearer.
It's unusual, do you not think?
What is?
That the pharaoh does not hunt alone. Always I have thought that the symbol of the royal manhood was that the pharaoh should hunt alone.
Well, that depends if the man in foreground is a pharaoh. After all, there's nothing to identify him. If there was a cartouche, it's been broken off.
Fascinating. You see, dear lady, you really are your father's daughter. You show great knowledge of Egyptology.
Oh, purely a hobby, I can assure you.
Ah, it's a wonderful thing. So many times I have stood in the shadow of this temple. I have watched the sun turn to the color of blood. And for me, there comes a moment when it seems Egypt belongs to the pharaohs again.
Maybe it does. It's just that we haven't noticed.
But at least we still have the pleasure to try to find out about things we do not know.
Such as?
Oh, many things, dear lady, in this temple alone. For instance, the fresco. Can you tell me what have happened to the other animal?
Other animal? Well, there are only three hippopotami, and you can see them here. They're all dead.
Yes, but the man behind the pharaoh, do you see? He points his arrow towards another animal that we cannot see.
Yes, that's odd. I must say I've never noticed. Good heavens, yes.
Dear lady, what is it? What do you see?
Inspector, you can't see another animal because there isn't one. Look. Look at the man in the background. He's not pointing his arrow at an animal. He's pointing it directly at the pharaoh's back.
All right, Ahmed, now keep the boat like that. If we stay at anchor on this side of the river, they won't notice us.
Cannot stay too long, Mr. Willis. Current of water, very strong.
She's still looking at the same fresco.
Yes, I'd like to know who that is with her. Ahmed, do you recognize the man standing with Miss Warwick over at the Luxor Temple?
No. I cannot see his face because he's turned. Mr. Willis!
What is it?
The man. He's Mahmoud, chief of police.
Aren't you sure?
Yes, I know him. Everyone in Luxor know him. Inspector Mahmoud.
And she must have told him.
No, she couldn't have.
What do you mean, she couldn't have? After what you told her last night? By now the police will know the whole damn story.
Oh.
They'll be out looking for Brian, and he'll be sent straight back to England to be court-martialed. Yes. Well, my dear, I hope you're satisfied with yourself.
I didn't tell her anything, I promise.
You told her our son is an army deserter.
Yes, but she doesn't know what he looks like.
I don't think that'll be very difficult to find out. Yes. Especially if you get a couple or more drinks down your... Well, this means we have to change our plans.
How?
We've got to stop looking for Brian.
No, Charlie.
At least for the time being. Whatever he's doing up at that tomb, we've got to try and divert attention from it.
But what happens if the British authorities find out? Well, that man Wilder, for instance. What happens if he finds out who we are?
You might have thought about that before you drunk yourself into a stupor last night.
Charlie.
Ahmed, Mrs. Villas and I are not going up to the Harshak tomb anymore for the time being, so I want you to go up there instead.
Me?
Mm.
No, no, Mr. Villas, not for Ahmed.
What do you mean, not Ahmed? I want you to go up there and watch the place for us. If you see anything of the same young Englishman, I want you to come down and tell me right away. Is that clear?
Tomb and many ghosts bring bad luck to Ahmed.
I'm warning you, my friend. If you don't do what I say this time, it'll bring you more than bad luck. In fact, there'll be just one more ghost to add to those at the tomb.
Incredible, absolutely incredible. You see, Miss Warwick, after only a few days in Luxor, you have discovered something that has been staring into the face of us all for years. The murder of a fairy.
Oh, now, let's not jump to hasty conclusions, Inspector. We have no proof that the hunter in the fresco is a pharaoh. Well, the angle of the picture's been painted very badly. Oh, do you see here? Oh, this is the edge of the river, and the tablet's obviously been broken off. So you see, the man in the background may still be pointing his arrow at another animal. Maybe a hippopotamus or even a crocodile.
I think not. The crocodile is not so much to look so, only sometimes in the river at Aswan.
Yes, but in those days the river here was infested with crocodiles. No, I still think the river's edge shown in the fresco is the one right here, in Luxor itself. But it's interesting that the tablet was found so near to the Harshak tomb.
Yes. Well, lady, time for siesta. Oh. And I think it may be time for you to return to your hotel. Already we are approaching the midday sun. The streets are beginning to empty. Come. You can take the horse carriage. It will be much cooler.
Good. And at least it'll stop you following me, won't it?
Follow? Dear lady, me?
Oh, come off it, Inspector. You know very well you've spent the last hour dodging in and out of those columns like a rather weary James Bond.
Dear lady, how can you say such a thing? For your protection, dear lady, for your protection.
You're very kind, Inspector, but I promise you I can take care of myself.
Ah, here you are. You're lucky.
Oh, good.
Said, is it Lilwyn de Ballard's hotel?
Happy.
Let me help you into carriage.
Thank you.
Ah, there you are. You'll be comfortable. Have a good sleep.
Thanks. And the same to you.
Miss Warwick, do not be offended if I say something to you.
Of course not. What?
Take care. Whatever you do, wherever you go, take care.
But why?
Because there are some who may well misinterpret your reasons for coming to Egypt. And also, because I wish only for you a good holiday. Do you understand?
Yes, Inspector, I do understand. But I want you to know I'm enjoying my holiday very much. I promise.
Yella, yella.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, dear lady. Goodbye.
Wilder? Yes, Rana. Oh, London. Splendid. Put them through, will you, please? Hello? Hello? Hello, Reggie. Is that you? Yes, yes, yes. I'm fine, fine. And you? Oh, dear. Oh, stinking hot, my dear chap. Now, look, have you had any luck with this Barclay thing? It is. Yes, I thought so. Yes, yes, yes. Now, go ahead, will you? Second Lieutenant Brian Leslie Barclay. Service number 78129. Yes, yes, got that. Does it show which date he was first reported AWOL? No, no, AWOL. AWOL, you know. 7th of December, 56. And how old was he? So that'll put him at about 32 now? No, no, that's fine, old boy. Thanks a lot. Huh? I have the faintest idea, but I've got to have a try. Yes, yes, he is rather, but I'm not, no. Right, see you. Oh, love to Frida. Cheers. Silly ass. Hello, Rana. Check on any armored deserters in November, December 56, would you? No, Suez and Port Said. Oh, and Rana, see if you can get hold of Miss Elizabeth Warwick for me. Yes, that's right, Warwick. With a bit of luck, she may be still at her hotel in the middle of her siesta.
Driver? I say, driver, I think we're going the wrong way. I asked for the Winter Palace Hotel. It's not in the town, it's facing the river. Driver, did you hear what I... Help! Somebody! Help me! Help! Help! You fool! You mad stupid... What the hell do you think you're trying to do? Kill me? What do you want? Why have you brought me to this alley?
Stay where you are, English woman.
You! Abdullah!
So we meet once again.
Why do you keep following me? What's wrong with you? Why can't you leave me alone?
Last night down by the river, I tried to tell you. You were lucky, Englishwoman. Very lucky.
You tried to kill me. Why?
You have brought evil to my village. You have brought more death to the Valley of the Great Fair.
I don't know what you're talking about. Let me out of this carriage.
No. Does the tomb mean so much to you, Englishwoman, that you would kill? That you would steal from our ancestors what belonged to Arab?
Steal? What are you talking
about? Come down from the carriage.
I warn you, I'll shut the blaze down.
Give me your hand, or I will cut it off.
Keep away from me.
Elizabeth, are you all right?
I wouldn't be if I was still in that carriage. Fuad, what are you doing here?
Oh, I saw you get into Arabana at Temple of Luxor. I followed you here in a car.
Oh, that's very noble of you, I must say, after ditching me in that tomb yesterday.
Elizabeth, I can explain about
that. Because you've now proved to me you've already found another way into that place. And I'm warning you, I want to know.
I'll tell you. Elizabeth, I promise I'll tell you. Will you meet me later?
Well, I don't know.
Do you know Market Square?
I can find it.
Find the small cinema in the street nearby. Buy a ticket and go to the last but one row from the back.
Yes.
I will wait for you there at 9 o'clock. Will you come?
I tell you, I don't. Fuad!
Ahmed, Arabi. Are you down there?
Mr. O'Hara, welcome to my boat. Welcome.
Do you mind if I come aboard?
Come down, please. I'm going to make us a mint tea.
Ah, your mint tea. I don't know anybody in Luxor who makes it like you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Ah, she's a beautiful boat, Ahmed. There's not another one like Horus on the whole Nile. I hope I haven't disturbed you.
No.
You've paid your respects to Mecca, have you?
Yes. Not again now, until the morning.
I must say I have the greatest regard for you, Ahmed. You make your religion an important part of your life.
Mohammed is life for Ahmed. But you too are religious, Mr. O'Hara. You are a good Christian, no?
Well, I believe in one God, if that's what you mean. That's what they teach you in the Quran, isn't it?
You have read Quran.
How would I know what goes on inside you people if I hadn't? By the way, how were your two English friends? Mr. and Mrs. Villars, isn't it?
Friends.
For the last few weeks, your boat has rarely been out for hire for anybody else.
Oh, they have paid many piastres.
They must think highly of you.
Oh, yes.
Especially when they could have their pick of so many boats.
Oh, Horace, very good boat. None better in all Upper Egypt.
You can say that again, Ahmed.
Yes.
And they won't find anyone who knows this river better than you. And those hills up there. I suppose that's why the Villars chose you.
Ah, the water boiled. Now we shall have the mint tea.
Hello, who's that? Have you got somebody down below, Ahmed?
No. He's nothing, just an old man.
Old man?
Abdullah. He's my friend, very good friend, Abdullah.
Abdullah, does he always sleep on board?
No. Only tonight. He's old man and have no house. He's tired because work today have been very difficult for him.
Ah, Miss Warwick. So here you are.
Yes, Mr. Wilder.
I tried to reach you on the telephone this afternoon. They said you were out.
Yes. Well, I went for a little sightseeing drive. Why, have I done something wrong again?
No, not at all. I really came to apologize. You must have thought me awfully arrogant and rather stupid yesterday afternoon. I didn't mean to treat you like a schoolgirl.
Well, I suppose you were only doing your job.
You're going out?
I have a dinner date with Dr. Ford there. I was just on my way.
Oh, what a pity. I was going to ask you if you'd care to join me.
Yes, well, that's very kind of you. I'll take you up on that, perhaps another evening.
Oh, before you go, Miss Warwick.
Yes?
Actually, there was something else.
Yes?
There's another English couple staying at this hotel, a Mr. and Mrs. Villars. I was wondering if you'd come into contact with them at all.
Once or twice. We share the same table in the dining room.
Oh, do they ever talk much about their life back home in England?
Well, of course. We English tourists abroad never stop talking about life back home. What else can most of them talk about? Why?
Have they ever mentioned their family?
No, I can't say that they have.
Oh, never? You mean they've never talked to you about their son?
Son? I didn't know they had one.
Oh, he deserted from the British Army during the Suez landings in 56.
Oh, really? How sad.
You didn't know that?
Why should I? It's hardly a thing you'd expect the Villas to boast about now, is it?
No, of course not, no. Well, if you do happen to hear anything, I'd be very grateful if you'd let me know. If this person is in Luxor, we're going to find him.
And if you do?
Oh, I imagine he'll be sent back to England for court-martial.
Regardless of the reasons why he did it.
Oh, I'm afraid that's quite immaterial. I mean, you just don't desert the flag you're fighting for, do you? Anyway, don't give another thought, Miss Warwick. I hope you and Dr. Forzab will have a most enjoyable evening.
Thank you.
Forget all about antiquities for a while. Go out and have a jolly good laugh.
You're late.
I came as soon as I could. I didn't want to be seen.
What is all this cloak and dagger stuff? Why have we got to meet in this filthy bughatch of a cinema?
Elizabeth, listen to me. There is something you have got to know.
Yes, how did you get out of that tomb? There is another entrance, isn't there?
Yes.
Then why didn't you tell me instead of leaving me alone in the dark like that?
I wanted to tell you, but I heard someone moving around outside. I just couldn't take the risk.
Oh, all right. Where is it?
I can't tell you, not yet.
What do you mean you can't tell me? You will tell me.
Listen to me carefully. The second entrance was found 2 years ago.
2 years?
It leads directly to another chamber, a much bigger one. Before we could get there, we had...
You're working with somebody else.
Who? I can't tell you. I dare not.
It's the Villa's son, isn't it? Brian Bart.
Elizabeth, please.
He was in the same regiment as my brother Michael. He knew what my father was trying to do down here. That's why he deserted.
No.
Don't lie to me. I don't even think you are fooling.
Please, keep your voice down. We can be heard.
Now, you listen to me, my friend. You found something in that tomb, and I want to know what it is. Do you hear me, Fouad? I want to know.
Ah, Mr. Wilder, my friend, come in. I think maybe you have smelt the bottle. Come and have a glass of arak.
Now, what is this, some kind of celebration?
I can tell by the look on your face you're going to depress me with more news. Am I right?
I spoke to London on the telephone this afternoon about the Villas, or should I say Barclay?
Yes?
Their son is a Lieutenant Brian Barclay. He's a deserter from the British Army.
During the landings at Suez, correct?
You know.
Of course, I'm a very efficient police inspector, you know. Also, I can tell you that this Lieutenant Barclay was in the same regiment as the brother of Miss Elizabeth Warwick.
Michael Warwick?
Correct.
And you think there's some sort of connection?
Who knows?
Well, I must say, Miss Warwick herself was a bit evasive about the Villas. She says she's never heard of the son.
You asked her?
Yes, why not? Now, I must say, I find it hard to believe she didn't know the two men were in the same regiment. They were supposed to have been close friends.
But Lieutenant Michael Warwick was killed in action soon after the landing.
Yes, poor devil.
And this Michael Warwick, he never had the chance to come to Luxor?
Apparently not.
But even that does not mean he didn't know what was happening up at Harshak.
Well, even if he did, it wouldn't make much difference. That tomb is worthless.
I wonder. Come in.
Inspector Mahmoud.
Oh, yes, Captain Aziz. What is it?
The Englishwoman.
Yes?
My men followed her from the hotel. She went to the Marcus Square. They lost her in the crowd.
Oh, she'll be all right. She's with Dr. Forzab.
Dr. Forzab?
I met Miss Warwick at the hotel just before she left. She has her dinner date with the doctor.
She was with no one. She was quite alone.
Oh, but she can't be.
Oh, yes, Mr. Wilder, she can. Dr. Forzab left Luxor early this morning. He has gone to inspect a new excavation near Aswan.
My
Captain, goodness. I want as many of your men as you can spare. Please be good enough to surround the Marcus Square without further delay.
I will.
Miss Warwick is in danger, isn't she?
Yes, my friend. Yes, I'm afraid she is.
No, Elizabeth. The only thing you can do is to go. Get out of the country as soon as you can before it's too late.
To leave you sitting on top of treasures worth a fortune? Oh, no.
I'll help you. I promise I'll help you, but you can't stay here. Whatever there was in that tomb can only bring you disaster.
I'm not superstitious. All right, Fouad. If you won't show me how to get into that chamber, I'll find my own way.
No. Listen. I will take you there, but you've got to promise me something. You've got to promise that...
Promise what? Go on. What a great pity that you cannot understand the Arabic language, Elizabeth.
This film is really very funny.
What the hell with the film?
Did you know the man on the screen is one of our most famous actors?
What are you trying to do? What's the matter with you?
Watch the film, Elizabeth. Please, watch the film.
You're up to something. I don't like this. I'm getting out of here.
No. Don't go, Elizabeth. Don't miss the film.
Who's that? Who are you?
No, don't turn around. I can see you quite well from behind. I've missed you, Elizabeth. I've missed you an awful lot.
That voice. I know that voice.
But now we're together again, Elizabeth. Just like we used to be. Just like old times.
You!
No, Elizabeth, I said don't turn around. That's better. Much, much better. Elizabeth.
The Hunter was the fourth episode of Kill the Pharaoh, a thriller serial in eight parts by Victor Pemberton. Elizabeth Warwick was played by Sheila Grant, and production for the BBC was by John Tideman.